Chapter 4. I love red-eye flights. Give me a plane filled with exhausted businessmen, grieving family members, and a few children, and I am a happy passenger. I prefer a somber plane ride as opposed to a vibrant one, with people who are on their way to Disneyland or whatever vacation spot they have lined up. On a red-eye flight, we are all on the same accord. We are all trying to get to our destination with minimal annoyance. Most of the passengers are in their second REM cycle of sleep, which means a drop in cabin pressure or a little turbulence is unlikely to wake them up. Otherwise, the rest of the plane settles into a night of uncomfortable sleep. The workaholics punch away on their laptops. I stare out of the window in awe of how far our aviation program has come. We float above the clouds in the cloak of night. I have plenty of legroom, and for the first time this trip, I find comfort. While the plane cruises above 30,000 feet, I often think about plane crashes. I know it's morbid to think about plane crashes while on a plane, but I can't help but to think about what went through the minds of the plane crash victims right before the crash. Did they have plans for when the plane landed? Of course. Did they feel like they had all the time in the world? When reality hit them that this could be the end, were there regrets on how they spent their time? Did they think about God and what awaited them in the afterlife? In my case, I would have regrets and wish that my life would have gone in a different direction. To be fair, for the last year I started to question whether I still had the temperament to be a church problem solver. The job itself is taxing both spiritually and mentally. I created a job out of an infrastructure that is supposed to only have one problem solver, Jesus Christ. I often wonder after I finish a job if in fact it is my last job and I will retire from the problem solving business. Maybe God has a different profession for me. Maybe I can go back to school and...